I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. This week, Syria's war passed the 10-year mark with no end in sight. A new report claims if the turbulence continues, another 6 million people could be forced to leave by 2031. Displacement does create gospel opportunities. David from Cry Out Now Ministries.
10 years ago, the number of believers that were coming from a Muslim background or a Druze background or an Alawite background was extremely small. You could probably count them on your hand. Today, there are thousands of Syrians from a different background who have come into the kingdom and are making their own disciples. This is really something to give praise to the Lord for.
As different factions wage war over Syrian territory, a spiritual battle continues for Syrian hearts.
You could be praying for these Syrians who have come to faith, that the Lord would equip them and strengthen them to go and make disciples.
2021 marks 10 years since the assassination of Shahbaz Bhatti, the first Christian parliamentarian in Pakistan's government. He supported religious freedom for all and opposed Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Because of this, extremists killed him. Nehemiah of FMI says his assassination foreshadowed the radical shift Pakistani culture would make over the next 10 years.
Pakistani society has become more intolerant society, and the government's establishment in Pakistan, it's very sad to say that they did not condemn these attacks. They did not counter anything against this, but somehow they were supporting these actions of Taliban in Pakistan.
Pakistani Christians live without a voice in their own country. Ask God to give them wisdom as they live and minister in a perilous context. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat 7 offers you and your kids a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.